When a bodie that had gids and gear and land deed, it was ordinar custom to gather thegither ither heritors for their awa, to mak up in his eyes, so that they could side whether the appearing heir or heirs was the recht for yins. Yince his eyes had greed, they would pit out a retour or return to the chancery in Embra, or to the borough or shire court, that declared that the heir or heirs was the recht for yins, and the court would give a written brief to confirm. At the start of the 19th century, all the retours that had won over for the 1540s until 1699 was indexed and put together in a muckle print work, and this can be seen in maist register houses the day or coughed as a CD. For 1700, the retours was indexed ilka 10 year and signed yearly, under the name of Indexes of Services of Heirs, and set forth as print books. Again, their indexes can be found in the register houses or as CDs. For any body that has forebears that held land or other rechts, the indexes of retours and services can be a good source for finding the original papers and tracking down the names of either kin and who they were sib to the folk said as heirs. Gin you canna find a forebear among their centrified indexes, you micht want to take a swatch of services of heirs held among Shire Court and Borough Court papers, though maist of they papers hasna been indexed, and you'll hae to read through minute books, for they can be fun. Yince a body had been retoured heir, they could tack what law papers they had, and thegither wi a bailie a pint it for the day, gae to the house, grun or land they had inherit, and get seizing. To be seized in land or rechts was to be put in full legal ownership. In older times, the bailie would tack the heir to the grun or subject, along with witnesses, and gie into his or her hands stain and seal for the land to show that they knew held it. The written seizing would mak mention of the date seizing was gien, the names of the bailie and witnesses, what subject or rechts it was being seized, and record the boons and names of neighbouring owners of land or any other papers sib to the hondlin. You can find seizings in sundry kinds of register in Scotland, sic as the notar's protocol books, but the heed maist source is the register of seizings itself that runs fae 1599 to 1609 and fae 1617 onwards. There were a general register of seizings keep it in Embra and shire registers of seizings, and folk could enrow doubles of their seizings in either. For the 1670s, boroughs started keeping registers of seizings for by. This means that a body micht hae to rake through a wheen sources, and maist seizings hasna been indexed. It was common for burgesses and other folk in the boroughs to get seizing till a tenement or yard, or for folk in the landward to own 2 or 3 acres, far mair common nor a body micht you lose. And some folk micht to have been seized in the annual rent or interest due for an estate or houses by way of a wad or pledge and payment for a line of siller they had made till another. So rechts to rentals could be held for many years, even when a subject was sell own and changed hands. This was kent as a burden on the estate and could be redeemed by the owner for payment of the loan. So even where you think your forebear didna own a house or land, you micht want to check the seizings in case he or she ever lent out siller and was seized in rechts as a pledge. Where folk in Scotland gaed into a joint business of hondling with others, they were kent as portioners, and often they could be seized jointly in particular rechts, sic as ship owners hoarding shares in a vessel. Where the tenants of a big estate, sic as old Kirklands, had got few charters and now owned their perts, they were kent as portioners and a'.